And welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. As always, we're live from the Allo Communication Studios. If you guys want to shoot us a text on the First Advantage text line, it's 888-530-0043. If you want to chime in on the Method Flow Products poll question of the day, should college football expand the playoffs to the point where there's a representative from each conference? Go ahead and answer that one. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's refresh the results. 71, just a little south of 71% saying yes. I guess it's a no-brainer, but again, if you are there's a lot of college football fans in this state that are not necessarily like CU and CSU is not their number one. Is that fair to say? There's a lot of Nebraska fans. There's a lot of Alabama fans everywhere you go. OU fans, Texas fans. I mean, there's a lot. I don't know that college football is like CSU and CU. I don't know that the following is strong as I want it to be. I want it to be strong, sure, but I don't know statewide if it's like CU, CSU dominating every county or whatever. So I do think that there's a lot of people that are fans of the, as Mr. Saban said, the haves rather than the have-nots. I do think the haves kind of just prefer it this way. If anything, they expand it to a couple more playoff spots in their college football playoff scene. So I think it's obvious for my listeners. I don't know that it's obvious for a lot of college football fans. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But enough about that for the moment. Let's get to it, Jades. Today in the National Football League. Justin Tucker signed a pretty dang good deal for a kicker. Signed a deal with the Baltimore Ravens, an extension worth $24 million over 4 years. He believes the Ravens' investment in him will pay off for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. He says, I feel beyond blessed. I'm fired up. I'm motivated. I get to come back to work at an amazing place with amazing people. I get to continue working on building something great, working toward championships. Just to know I will be in the plans for exactly that. That makes me feel very special. Justin Tucker, I mean, kickers, depends on the team you're looking at. There's guys that are rolling for a while. They're consistent for a bit, and then suddenly they fall off and start to hit some inconsistencies, and next thing you know, they're getting traded. They move on to a different team. They kind of fizzle. You look at Justin Tucker, my goodness, he's a game changer. I mean, he's one of those guys that when it's out of range for most teams, it's certainly in range for Justin Tucker. NFL says Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. What is this called? Should I know the name of what this is, Jades? What is it? Some kind of mushroom. Ayahuasca. It's spelled like this, Jades. Ayahuasca. What is that? Ahushka? Is that what that is? I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know how to say it.
It's
better, let alone put it in my body.
So he took these. He took a hallucinogenic drink. I have no idea, during an off-season retreat, and it isn't considered a violation of the NFL's drug policy. Well, I can't imagine it's going to make you better, right? I mean, you're hallucinating, you're uber-relaxed. I can't imagine it's going to make you better at football. He was on the Aubrey Marcus podcast last week, and he went on and on about this retreat in 2020. He said before the third of his four MVP seasons, he took that. This drug or whatever it is a psychoactive beverage native to South America and is often used for religious, ritualistic, or medicinal purposes. I guess I need to brush up on my drug research here. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Monday that it wouldn't have triggered a positive test result on either the substance abuse or performance-enhancing substance policies collectively bargained by the NFL and its players' association. Monday, Packers' current coach Matt LaFleur talked about it. He was asked whether he was concerned the league might discipline Rodgers, and LaFleur said, I really haven't given it much thought at all. Roger said on the podcast the retreat gave him a deep and meaningful appreciation for life and added that, I came back and knew I was never going to be the same. Roger said he believed the experience helped pave the way for his success that year. That's why you can't just read the headlines. Some people read the headlines as doing the hallucinogen mushroom. I can't even say this. Why am I having trouble with hallucinogenic? There it is. Drug. It helped him with his 2020 season. No, the retreat's what helped him. Getting away is what helped him. That's why you have to read the full story. But there's Aaron Rodgers. Two totally different guys in Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Rodgers talking about taking some kind of weird mushroom drink thing. I don't know what it is. And kind of psychedelic. And then you have Russell Wilson. It's kind of like, hey, when you see me put this on my Twitter account, it means I'm dialed in. Two totally quarterbacks. Two very successful quarterbacks, Jades. That's what I like. I love it. I like the fact that Russell Wilson is Mr. Corny, cheese ball kind of guy. I also like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is kind of like Nicolas Cage now. He looks like him. He probably kind of acts like him. I'm a fan of all personalities when they can be entertaining to me. And I do find Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers both very entertaining. So I have no issues with either style, as long as it's deemed okay and legal or whatever within the NFL rulebook. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Hit this one earlier, but let's jump on it again. Bears linebacker Roquan Smith said in a written statement that he'd requested a trade after contract negotiations between himself and the organization reached an impasse. He wrote a statement that was posted to social media by NFL Network. Here's what the statement said. They've refused to negotiate in good faith. Every step of this journey has been take it or leave it. The deal sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and bad for the entire linebacker market if I signed it. He's been a pretty solid player for this team, though. I mean, he's a good player. He's been, I mean, since his rookie season, which was 2018, I mean, he hasn't been in the league very long. Only Bobby Wagner and Shaquille Leonard, they're the only NFL players with more tackles than him. He had been named a second-team All-Pro in each of the last two seasons. He had Bobby Wagner with 605 tackles, Leonard with 538 tackles, Smith has 523. And he was, you know, 14 sacks. He has 14 sacks in his career thus far. He had an interception in each season that he's played. He's set to earn $9.7 million in the final year of his rookie deal and was placed on the physically unable to perform list when he reported to camp in July. And again, the PUP list isn't something to freak out about necessarily. It's a big time precaution thing, and it really says, okay, you can't practice with the team, but you can do stuff on your own. But what I believe is you can actually get to the facility early and work out and stuff, but you can't be with the team in any of their organized. He can be there, but he can't be playing or practicing or doing even a jumping jack if it's within the practice window. So we'll see. But he's 25 years old, man. I mean, do you look at this guy and say, I mean, you plug him into your defense tomorrow? It's top five defense. If I'm saying every other position for the Broncos is at least what, second place in the West, in the AFC West for sure. And I think there's some tough teams defensively and offensively in the AFC West. I have the Broncos in second at cornerback, second at safety, second at interior defensive line, and I guess I have them at third at edge rusher, inside linebacker. I have them at second. But that's because I think the AFC West possesses the weakest collective group of inside linebackers in the division or in the NFL. But I mean, you put a guy like Smith on this roster today, what would it take to get him though? What's he worth? Is he worth a first round draft pick? Because the Broncos don't have that to spend anymore. They use this year's and the next year's. Is there any there players that make sense? Probably not. I mean, you'd have to start packaging up some very big deals for him. Some future second-round picks, probably in 3 years, a first-round pick. And I don't know. If you're the Bears, do you go that route where you take future first-round picks, or do you want something now? I don't see the Broncos being a player on this. To me, it's more of a fantasy. It would be sweet. It would improve the defense now, instantly, but I don't see it happening. going forward, especially when they're going to have a Russell Wilson contract to figure out. So wouldn't get your hopes up for that. I think the Broncos are going to load up with Jonas Griffith and Josie Jewell as their starting inside linebackers, and away we go. 16 minutes after the hour. I do want to shout out to one of our excellent sponsors, No Limit Collectibles. Man, they have it all over there. Jade's just telling a story about those the mystery boxes that they're promoting now, where you can buy there's a box of cards and great stuff inside there, and you can invest a certain amount and you might pull out stuff that's worth a lot more, like a Trevor Lawrence card that sold for thousands of dollars too. What's that? What are the boxes called again?
Well, they're not really like mystery boxes. It's factory product. So like,
but you don't know what's in them when you're you're purchasing them. So I would say that's a mystery.
It's Topps, Panini, but yeah, there was a $12,000 1-of-1 Trevor Lawrence card that was pulled.
That's the thing, man. If you're a card collector, you're going to do it anyway. You might as well check out some of these awesome opportunities at No Limit Collectibles, and maybe you'll pull out something that's pretty fantastic and be able to turn it around pretty quickly. Buy, sell, trade. You can do it all over there. I sold some Jordan cards over there. So if you're like interested in selling cards, you know, Ken knows people in the markets that can sell. So if you want to trade, you want to buy, you want to sell, talk to our friends at No Limit Collectibles. 17 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider, coming up from 7220sports.com. What are the Cowboys up to over there? They got a local guy that I want to talk about. Also, have they figured out their starting quarterback situation just yet? We'll talk to Cody coming up on the other side. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communication Studios.
Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 22 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour on this ninth day of August. College football, as far as fall camp and everything, is in full swing. We got the Wyoming Cowboys rocking and rolling up north there. Joining us now, and will be joining us throughout the course of the season, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, how are you this Tuesday afternoon?
I'm doing a little better. Motley Crue,
failed, Jade.
Chili Peppers, 100%, but
getting
still
better?
Not very good.
Getting better in your mind, though?
Not much, but better.
All right, top five bands. I just got go, Cody, go. Pressure's on. Top five bands.
Only five?
Yeah.
I'm all about Pantera, Slayer, Cannibal Corpse, 6 Feet Under, Alice in Chains. All kinds of good stuff, man. I can go on forever.
I think you and I connect on a lot of stuff, no question. But there's probably going to be some areas where I think we stray away from each other. But I think we've got a base to work on, for sure. There's no doubt.
Deal.
All right, so speaking of, you just mentioned all those awesome band names. Are they cooler than this name, Buck Coors? We know that name really well here because we covered him. We do preps football here. We do a lot of preps coverage. And Buck Coors was our player of the week several times. And I told our preps guy, I'm like, dude, just make him player of the week every single week. With a name like that, it's all it takes. But he's turning some heads up north, isn't he?
He is. And you know what's funny too, Brady? All I drink is Coors Original, and I don't stray away. Occasional Lone Star, occasional Molson. But it's all Coors Original, so you know I love Buck Coors.
So every time you hear his name, you're like, man, I need to go. I'm thirsty here. I got to get out somewhere. It needs to happen. I get it.
Well, I'm hoping there's some relation there so he can hook me up, but we'll find that out. He's a little busy playing ball right now, and Coach Ball definitely excited about him. Said he's really learning how to play the nickel position, which is a very difficult position to learn mentally, for sure. You really got to know the playbook because, I mean, you're essentially a linebacker, a corner, and a safety. So he's a young kid, but he's really fast, and he's really catching on up there. I was shocked to hear Coach say something like, wow, he's moving up the depth chart. You don't hear Coach say that very often. So sounds like he's going to be battling there with Malik Singleton, another guy from down in your neck of the woods, and Keontae Glenton, a guy who's probably going to be the starter on opening day at Illinois.
Well, it's crazy. The tight end that you were desperate to vote for in Tanner Arkin for CSU, he's a Colorado guy too. So I'm not used to seeing a lot of Colorado kids, and I don't know what the scene is like specifically in Wyoming, but I'm not used to seeing a lot of guys right off the bat turn some heads. And, I mean, it's even rare. You know, the Trey McBrides of the world are rare, being a small-town Colorado guy into what he did. So to see Buck Coors kind of turn some heads, man, I'm excited for the kid. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of young Colorado guys. And you know what? I tell you what, UCSU fans out there that really hated Marty English, he's pretty special when it comes to recruiting and finding diamonds in the rough, like Mitch Unrein, for instance, from Eaton, Colorado. That kid was a walk-on. Marty English got him to Laramie, and we all saw what Mitch did.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And I'm a big fan of Marty English. I loved him when he was here for a brief time, even back at UNC. In fact, before the Ed McCaffrey stuff hit, I thought, and I was really pulling for it, I thought Marty English should probably be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. He's been around the block, and he's been in this neck of the woods his entire career, and he's just... He did great things at Colorado State. He did great things at Wyoming, and he's still continuing to do that. And he's just a joy to be around. And I'm with you. I thought he would have been a great candidate too. But you know, I think he's pretty darn happy. He's the defensive ends coach. I mean, what better gig is there in America than being the defensive ends coach in Division I football?
No doubt, man. I mean, that's a heck of a position for him, and I'm glad he's doing it. I think it's going to be interesting, and I don't want to open up the can of worms of drama, but I thought Marty was going to get the job for UNC, and the little birdie told me that maybe the current coach was calling to kind of help him out, get that job, and it turned around to, hey, why don't you just do the job? So when Wyoming and UNC match up, that's going to be maybe pretty interesting for Mr. English.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely got a history down there. He was with Joe Glenn, of course. Joe brought him to Laramie when he got here, and he's got such deep ties to this area and the Rocky Mountain region, and just his recruiting, you just can't say enough about the guys he's brought in, and he's finding them in small towns like Ray and towns like that out on the Eastern Slope, and it's just, when you see him, you're like, oh, great, some kid who played in Ray, Colorado, and next thing you know, he's an all-Mountain West kind of cat like Weston Johnson was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Are we getting any closer to figuring out what the quarterback situation looks like, Cody?
Craig Bohl says no, but I would say that it's probably the worst-kept secret in the world. I mean, I don't know how Andrew Peasley's not the starter in Illinois. He's the only quarterback on the roster who's played Division I football. He's got 19 games under his belt. He appeared in 9 games for Utah State last year and led him to 6 wins, including a huge one at Air Force. And, you know, he's kind of been through the battles. I mean, with the COVID year and all that, he's been in college for 4 years and he's only a junior. So I think they're excited about him and his game. Offensive coordinator Tim Polasek's really talked about the grasp of the offense he's getting, and he's really starting to get comfortable in all situations. And also there's a kid named Evan Svoboda, though, that I just wrote about yesterday.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like Josh Allen, and he is a huge human being, 6'5", 240. He's really been playing well, and coaches are excited about him, and I know the fans are excited about him. Apparently he can throw it a country mile, and he's just a big, huge, he looks like a prototypical NFL type of guy. So I know guys are excited about him.
Yeah, I saw your piece on that too, talking about just launching it downfield. I mean, it never hurts to have a guy that can do that every once in a while.
Yeah, he just said, I probably could throw it 70, 75 yards. And you're just like, unbelievable.
That's insane, man. Just absolutely insane. All right, so what about the rest of the big position battles? And I know when we talk about Buck Coors, you're looking at the nickelback spot there with corners. Quarterback situation, like you said, it's probably figured out, but Bowles not showing his hand just yet. What are some of the other key position groups that you're looking at, you know, as we've progressed through camp a few days now?
Well, since I'm talking to a lot of CSU fans, you know, I know how important the punter position is to you, and you've had the best punter for the last 4 years. So the punting position is really a heated battle right now between incumbent Ralph Fawaz and Clayton Stewart, a transfer from Texas State. That's a big one. I mean, when you're in Laramie, Wyoming, and you're kicking at 7,200 feet, you better boom it. So That's a big one right now. They still don't have an answer at the weak side linebacker spot. Sounds like that's going to be a by committee type situation. And then another guy from your neck of the woods, Zach Watts from Windsor High School. He's in a battle with Jack Walsh at the guard spot. Coach is really, really excited about the cohesiveness of this number one offensive line unit, but where he's a little less confident is in the backups and who's going to come in the rotation. So offensive line's a big one. And then finding a fourth defensive end. He's been really excited about the edge rushers, but once again, who's going to come in and spell those guys?
Yeah, no doubt about it on that side of it, too. And the special teams, as we know, I mean, it can be crucial here, Cody, and so crucial for CSU that we didn't even need a special teams coach here for CSU last year. Can you talk about your post on the 5th? It sounds like Wyoming's kicking unit had a CSU moment in practice today.
Talk to me a little bit
about that. My job is to stir the pot here. That's 100% what my job is.
Well, you know, I'll put it out there first and foremost. We don't get to watch practice. Coach Bull is not like Jay Norvell in that regard at all. So we didn't get to see it, but he laid that little nugget out there and said, you know, our friends 60-some miles south of us, we kind of had a situation in our kicking game today, and let's just put it this way. I'm glad it happened in practice and not in a game. So I'm kind of putting two and two together there. Maybe I'm putting words in Craig's mouth, but I think we know what he's talking about.
I love it, man. Anything I can do, if I can play my part, you play your part, we just add more. I love rivalry. I love it. It's fantastic. And you're right. It's unheard of to have a special teams blunder in a game. I mean, that's just crazy. It's turn the entire... Although, a deep discussion for CSU is, if that hadn't happened against Utah State, do they win that game? Do they have momentum and win another game or two? And then is Steve Addazio here? So that can bring us down a very interesting road if we want to go there.
Yeah, and I tell you, I talked to Logan Bonner, the current quarterback at Utah State at Mountain West Media Days, and then talked to Andrew Peasley, of course, and both of them say, without a doubt, they should have lost that game. They absolutely said that was a critical turning point in their season. And another critical turning point was Wyoming going in there and waxing them 44-17 in late November. It was, they said, the wake-up call they really needed to put it on New Mexico and then eventually put it on San Diego State and close that thing out. And they had the beautiful jewelry on their hands to show what that did.
Yeah, well, it is funny to go that route sometimes. Games can certainly swing some things around. Wyoming makes sense. With CSU's situation, it was like, man, there's an opportunity there. Okay, never mind. Cody, let me ask you our poll question today. We're just talking overall college football playoffs as we're in this weird world now where we never know what the next conference is going to look like or the next season's going to look like. I've said it for a long time that I think that eventually, somehow, some way, we have to make it happen in college football. And I know it's way easier said than done. We just need a playoff representative from each conference. And I think that over time, that would build things up. Yeah, there might be some slaughters in the first season or two, but I just believe that you see three, four-star recruit guys maybe look at conferences more like the Mount West rather than ride some pine for Alabama for 2 years. They might go, hey, we can go to Wyoming. We can win the conference. I'm in a playoff game, and I'm getting national exposure. What do you think of that? Do you think we just need to get to the point? And I know there's a lot more to it than the way I lay it out, but wouldn't that just be the best case scenario?
It would be perfect. I would absolutely love to see that from every conference. Of course, Notre Dame throws a wrench in all that.
Yes.
But I would love to see that. And who wouldn't watch it? And that's what it's really about, right, is the ratings. And that's how we know, you know, who didn't love watching Boise State beat Oklahoma. And, of course, that's before Boise State was in the Mountain West and very hateable. But that was awesome. That was exciting. It was great to see TCU win the Rose Bowl over Wisconsin. And it was great to see Hawaii get in there and play in the Sugar Bowl. You know, stuff like that. It would be great to give everybody a seat at the table and just see what happens. But there's going to be eyes on it. You're going to make money. There's going to be people in the stands.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I've always said, I think college basketball certainly does the playoff system much better. College football has the regular season down. If you can find a way to merge those two, man, I mean, you're competing with the NFL now, and that's what I think, you know, just like you said, giving a team a chance. CSU and Wyoming both got a seat at that table last year when it came to March Madness. That's what you look for ultimately in football. Just give us a shot. If we can win our conference, we now have a shot. It might be 2%, it might be 10%, whatever, but we can go out and control our own destiny. And I think that that's what makes the NFL still king above all of this. And I think that if you could recapture, or if you could capture some of that with college football, man, you could have a heck of a product.
Well, yeah, you know, the more games, the merrier. It's more money. It's more everything. So I think it'd be great, but they're not interested in giving the little guys a seat at the table. And I guess, you know, we're used to it. It's kind of like up here and at CSU. I'm sure fans don't go in the season going, man, if there's just a chance we could get into if things go just right, maybe we could get into a national title. It's like, no, just win the Mountain West. Go play in a nice bowl game, and maybe, just maybe, if you have a really special season, you're playing on New Year's Day and you're making some money.
Yeah.
You know, we're realistic about it, but the more the merrier, in my opinion. But obviously, we're fans and we want that to happen, but it won't.
100%. No, it won't. I'm just going to keep chirping. Last one for you, Cody, before we let you go, man. Wyoming hires a new director of on-campus recruiting. Craig Bull makes a hire there.
Yeah. That's a pretty underrated position, really. I mean, they do a lot. They do a lot of stuff, and they bring in a lot of guys, and they're the ones who are really responsible for showing them Laramie and showing them the campus and showing them a good time and the best of the best and trying to keep them. So, you know, they got a young lady out of Florida, and she looks like she's been around. She's been in the NHL a little bit and the AHL and doing some baseball stuff. So hopefully she loves Laramie and isn't under any illusion it looks or is anything like Gainesville.
Well, we shall see, my friend. Cody, what are you working on for us, man, that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Well, I tell you, we just started a tournament-style villains.
Oh yeah, love this
villains thing. Yeah, so we're counting down the 16 top villains in Wyoming football history, and shockingly, there hasn't been a CSU candidate yet. But I'm going to break some news here. That's going to change, and it's going to change in a big way.
I can't wait. Where can people go to be a part of this? I know you're posting on social media and stuff, but I love this. Is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, all over Facebook, all over Twitter, of course. And then, 7220sports.com. And then just at the bottom of every story, you can click on who you hate the most. And I hear that Kyle Whittingham has a huge lead over the Morgan brothers from Air Force today. And Lavelle Edwards absolutely hammered Donnell Pumphrey yesterday.
Oh, man, I love this. This is outstanding. great call, man. Fans are this is the kind of stuff that it's all – this is what it's all about, my man. And I think people are having a lot of fun with it. Cody, keep up the great work. Love catching up with you. And we'll see if we can do better next time with the music. Sounds like we're getting better, though. Slowly but surely, we're
Come
getting
on,
better.
Come on, Jayden. Come on.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. This is a cool thing that he's doing, though. The biggest villain in Cowboy football history. It's their unsweet 16. Yeah, he's got Kyle Whittingham against number 15 Morgan Bros. How about that? Perfect. I want to see who the CSU guy is going to be. Well, I guess we'll find out. 37 minutes after the hour. Jades, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
I feel like you're trying to tell me something about my long hair. What are you trying to go with there, Jade? It is getting long, right? What do you think, man? I don't know that it's getting cut anytime soon. I'm getting past the awkward fro-out stage on the sides, and it's time to Christian Bale this thing and just see what happens.
No, I need to see it. You can't give it up at this point. You're in too deep.
I know my wife doesn't like it because she just goes, she'll just look at me and she'll go, so what's the plan? And point at me, what's the plan with all this then? What's the plan? And I'm like, there is no plan. There's no plan. It's just, this is me. I'm long-haired Brady now. This is part of my life.
I think maybe it's better that you don't have a plan.
Maybe. I don't. I just started. Now I slick it back, kind of, and I feel like the Wolf of Blake Street or whatever, Wall Street. What is the
Wolf of Wall
there
Street?
There it is.
You need some aviators.
That's next. That's next. I'll go get some today. I'll make it happen.
Perfect.
Holyoke says, why reinvent the college football playoff when you have the crazy Carl's Pizza low carb bowl? And now that is what you live for as a Mountain West football fan. However, I do support your view of a 16-team system. Would that consist of a team from each conference? I don't know. So 11 conferences, and then you have your independents. So if you, I guess, 12 groups. But I wouldn't group them in if you're good enough and you want to be an at-large. So my thought process is 11 conferences, and you have five at-large bids. And you could go more. I mean, why not go more? But that way, because you're going to have the SEC people going, just one SEC team from... Okay, and I get that. You want more popularity. I get it. So if the SEC's as good as they always are, then bam, they get their conference champ, plus they get three or four teams at large. And then one of the other power conferences gets somebody too. Big Ten, whatever. That's kind of where I... And it won't happen. It won't happen. There's a lot of things that need to happen with college football. We need to get away from the college football playoff being its own committee. I mean, they could be a committee, but underneath an umbrella. I mean, it's so backwards with college football specifically. With college sports, like, you talk about, well, will the SEC and the Big Ten just eventually break off and do their own thing? Will the SEC just become basically semi-pro type football? The fact that that's even a question is weird, right? Because they could just break away and be their own entity away from the NCAA. I mean, I guess I it's strange to me, and this is why I think you do need a governing body over all of it. You know, a governing body over all Division I FBS football. Not okay. Well, the College Football Playoff Committee is not really the NCAA. We've got our rankings, and we will accept them in, and we'll take those four teams in. It's just weird. I mean, you think about it with the NFL. Be crazy, right? If the NFL playoffs were its own faction, the Broncos win 12 games. They beat the Chiefs twice, but because the Chiefs won 13, the NFL playoff committee comes in and says, no, you know what? The Broncos beat the Chiefs both times. They get to be in the playoffs, not the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs won more games, and that's still what it's all about, is winning more games, but we're going to pick the Broncos, or whatever, some kind of scenario where maybe they split, but we liked the Chiefs win over the Broncos better than the Broncos win over the Chiefs, so we want the Chiefs in to the playoffs, even though the Broncos would be the outright winners of the division. That's kind of how college football works. Yes, at the end of the day, do I agree with most of the decisions of the four getting in? Yeah. You might be like, once in a while, the Cincinnati's and the UCF's, we can have those arguments. But for the most part, you go, yeah, those were the four best teams. So I'm comfortable with that. Some would disagree with that, though, especially fans of those teams that get the snub. And we knew that was coming. We absolutely knew that was coming. But this solves so many things. Jades, how many bowl games are there?
44.
44 as of last year. Was that? And they might add 44 more now?
I don't know. According to the four-letter network, there was
44 bowl games. So we did the math, right? How many? We have a 16-team playoff. This was difficult for us. How many games? Would it be 15 games?
That's what we concluded. Okay. Although that could be subject to change.
So 15 bowl games, essentially. And those are all the top-tier bowl games. And someone asked, we were talking about this morning, Tanner asked me, well, how would you rank them? Well, how do you rank them now? What makes one bowl better than the other bowl? The conferences that are playing in those bowl games. So essentially, if they're ranked that high, then you can continue to keep that. Where whatever those top bowls are, that becomes first round for each game is a different bowl game. The rest of the bowls that we're missing, you can make up for it. Okay, great. You got second in the Mountain West. You won six. You get to go play in the whatever bowl. You got second in Conference USA. You get to go play in that bowl against the Mountain West team. You could still do all that, but the idea is that with 15 bowl games, essentially, and the advertising dollars and the eyeballs that are going to be on those games, you're making a lot more. I would think. I'm way more interested. Let's just say this for... Fresno State plays USC, but not in the playoffs. They play them in a pretty good bowl game, but it really doesn't matter. But if Fresno State and USC are playing in a bowl game, that's the first round of the playoffs. dude, all eyes are going to be on that game. Bowl games have no venom. You've won your conference, you've played your conference out, or you're a playoff team. The bowl games are cool, but they don't have that much venom. Dixon Brady, I think the Broncos beating the Chiefs example is going to confuse your listeners because most don't know what that means. Maybe you need a different example. There's Dixon, the arch nemesis of the show. And on that, we'll take a quick break. I'll wrap up the show on the other side. We'll get to what's on the tube and closing thoughts. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Thanks to On the Rocks Liquor for being with us for so long. They bring us our game beer of the week each and every week. Always free wine and beer tastings on Fridays. Sometimes they throw it out there on Saturdays. And they're connecting with local liquor or local breweries, local distilleries, local wineries. Or they're talking to people that provide that wine throughout the area. But also bringing in fresh stuff from even outside of the area, outside of the state. So I love what On the Rocks Liquor is about. Half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Check them out. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, the Rockies are back at it tonight. Ooh, St. Louis coming to town. That's a tough one. That's
St. Louis just swept the Yankees, too.
Well, I'm just going to bring up all these old feelings, too. It's like seeing your ex, but they're doing really well, and you've kind of struggled recently, but the Rockies are like, yeah, we've been fine. Okay. They're 48-63 on the season. And I don't care. They're on tonight. We'll have that game for you. And again, we do. We love the coverage. We appreciate the coverage and stuff. But it's at the end of the season. This is, you know, we've got a month and a half of this limping it along for the Rockies. But we'll see. It's not going to get any better, I don't think, anytime soon. Closing thoughts. Yes, college football should change the college football playoffs. They won't, though. Shout out to Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets talking about the Western Conference and who stands in the Nuggets' way. Also, Mike Brohard, more on CSU, and Cody Tucker, the spicy Cody Tucker, getting after it, talking all things Wyoming Cowboys. That's going to do it for us. 13 days, 13 teams continues. It's Eaton Reds Day. Don't miss it. 5 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.